Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 10.
Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own actions, then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to somebody else. For each one should carry his own load. Everyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers.
Hey, please leave your Bibles open there at Galatians chapter 6. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Father God, as we approach your word now, we pray that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, we pray that you would convict us of any way in which we are not doing what you are calling us to do in these verses. Lord, work in us, Lord. Challenge us and guide us, Lord. Open up your word to us this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's an old story that's been told for a very long time, and even songs have been written about it, about two brothers who were walking along the road. And as they were walking along, the younger brother became tired, and he asked the older brother to carry him. So the older brother scooped him up in his arms and kept walking along. And as the two boys kept walking along, they ran into a neighbor who called out, "Wow, he must be heavy." To which the older boy said, "He isn't heavy. He is my brother." We would all do lots of different things for family that we wouldn't do for other people. If one of my daughters asked me to do something, it's never a burden to me. Even when it becomes a really big job, even when I'm finding it hard to fit into life, because they are my daughters, they are family, and I'm happy to help them out any way I can. The burden is not heavy. They are my daughters. When I reflect back on all of the different times that I called up my grandfather, who was a mechanic for years and years and years, about my car problems, I feel a bit bad that I bothered him so many times. But the truth is, I think he actually enjoyed sharing those years and years of experience with me. And even though I wasn't as patient as I wish I'd been looking back, I don't think it was a burden to him. Now, if anybody else had rung him up as many times as I used to, I reckon he would have stopped answering the phone. But because we were family, I wasn't a burden to him, because he was my grandfather. Let's take a few moments to think about what your parents gave up for you. When you were little, they gave up their freedom to look after you and care for you. They would have experienced sleepless nights on lots of different occasions. They spent their money on food and clothes and medicine and whatever else to care for you. They spent their time driving you from place to place, going to sporting events, to concerts and to school plays. And then when you're a teenager, the sleepless nights probably started all over again. We all know we can depend on our family members, and we know that they can depend on us. But what about those who are family in Christ? If your hope in this life and the next is in what Jesus did on the cross, then you are a blood relative of every other person whose trust, whose faith is in Jesus. You've been united into one family of God by the blood of Christ. Even though we can all be quite nice to each other, as we should be, we don't always treat each other as family. How often have you been struggling with something that's really weighing you down, but you haven't wanted to let a brother or sister in Christ in on it? Maybe because you think they'll look down on you for whatever you've been struggling with. Maybe you think they'll judge you. Maybe you're worried they won't understand what you're going through. Or maybe you just don't want to burden anyone. In today's passage, Paul is reminding believers that sharing each other's burdens is exactly what family does. And if we are family in Christ through faith in what Jesus has done, then we are called to do just that, to share our lives and our burdens with each other, walking alongside each other and supporting each other in our walk with the Lord. And even though sometimes that will be hard, it is never a burden because we are family in Christ. In today's passage, Paul is showing believers how they can obey the law of Christ. So far, as we've looked at the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul has gone to great lengths to tell the believers in Galatia that they do not need to obey all of the rules of the law in order to be saved. All they need to do is trust in what Jesus has done for them. And so Paul isn't giving the believers another set of rules when he points them to the law of Christ. He's showing them how to live in a way that honors what Jesus has done for them. You can read about what Paul's referring to in Mark chapter 12. There, one of the teachers of the law came up to Jesus and said, Of all of the commandments, which is the most important? Jesus said, the most important one is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourselves. There is no commandment greater than these. And the question that today's passage is asking us is, who is our closest neighbor? And the answers that these verses are giving us is those who are family in Christ. So these verses show us how we can fulfill the law of Christ in three different ways. And the first of these ways that show us how to show love to God and our neighbor is by looking out for each other and sharing each other's burdens. In verse 1, Paul says, brothers, if someone is caught in sin, you who are spiritual should restore them gently, but watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Now, this isn't talking about some sort of church conflict where we need to restore people back into the fellowship. This is talking about someone who is struggling with a sin. So who are those who are spiritual? Well, who is it that has the Holy Spirit? That's not a rhetorical question. Who is it that has the Holy Spirit? What does it take to get the Holy Spirit? Yep. Anyone who has faith in Christ Jesus has the Holy Spirit dwelling in them. Without exception, you cannot be someone who trusts in Christ Jesus without having the Holy Spirit dwell in you. Ephesians chapter 1 talks about it being the seal that guarantees our inheritance. It is the seal that Christ puts in the heart of everyone who believes. So if every believer, everyone who trusts in Jesus has the Holy Spirit in them, who are these spiritual people? Everyone who trusts in Jesus, without exception. So Paul is saying that if someone is caught in sin, then rather than judging that person for whatever sin they're struggling with, we should, as their family, be seeking to help them out, helping them back into a right relationship with God. your son or daughter messes up in some big way, you don't condemn them. You seek to help them. If your brother or sister messes up, you don't pass judgment on them, or at least you shouldn't. You seek to help them out in whatever way they've been struggling. And you do this because you are family. And in the same way, those who trust in Jesus should be slow to judge and quick to try and help those who are trusting in Christ. Paul says in verse 2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. A while ago, I did some quite major upgrades on the rubble drain over at the manse. And it was a job that required me to move a lot of rock and soil. But being the kind of independent kind of person I was, I didn't want to burden anyone else with the job. And so I slowly and meticulously moved around 3 or 4 tons of soil and rock by hand until I finally decided that this job was way too big for me to handle and that I needed some help. Now, it wasn't anyone else's fault that they weren't helping. I hadn't let them in. They didn't know. It was my own for not letting them in on the job. If I wanted to get the help that I needed, I had to let someone in on the problem. And in the same way, we can't expect our brothers and sisters in Christ to understand our struggles if we aren't willing to let them in. Unless we trust each other enough to share how we're doing, what we're struggling with, and where we need help, it's impossible to support each other well. But carrying each other's burdens and trusting each other enough to share our own, these are both ways that we can fulfill the law of Christ as we show love for God by loving our neighbor. A second way that these verses show us how to love God and our neighbor is by checking our motives and our actions against God's word. In verses 3 to 5, Paul warns about pride. Because when we are proud about how we're doing in our walk with the Lord, that's usually the time when we're tempted to look down on those who are struggling. And so Paul says in verse 3, if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. We allow ourselves to be deceived into thinking that we are better than we are. If we're trusting in our outwardly godly life, or in how often we go to church, or in all of the ways that we are serving in church, then we are far less likely to be trusting in what Jesus has done for us. And that can cause us to start judging our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. We'd never ever say anything like, why can't they be as good as I am? But when we judge people for sins that we aren't even tempted to do, but we let ourselves off the hook for the sins that we are, we ignore the fact that we are sinners who need God's mercy just as much as anyone else. We all need the mercies of Christ. And that's why Paul says in verse 4, each one should test his own actions, and then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to someone else. Now, Paul's speaking a little bit tongue-in-cheek as he says these words, because he's not telling us to be proud about ourselves. Paul's only just rebuked those who think they are something but who aren't. So this can't be telling us that pride in our own actions is okay. What Paul is saying is that if we test our actions and our motives against God's word, in the light of the gospel, we'll soon see that we don't have anything in ourselves to boast about. We certainly don't have any good work worth boasting about, because when it comes to our salvation, we bring absolutely nothing to the table. And when it comes to our good works, even the best, most sacrificial things we do are like filthy, filthy rags compared to the perfect holiness of Christ. verse 5 says that each one should carry his own load. Now, Paul has already encouraged believers to carry each other's burdens. So this isn't saying that we need to find the strength in ourselves to carry our own load and not share it with our brothers and sisters in Christ. That's not what he's saying. What Paul is saying is that all believers are expected to serve in the body of Christ, to serve each other, to work together for the sake of the gospel. As we check our motives and our actions against God's word, being ready to support each other as we walk together with Christ. These are ways that we are able to love God and to love our neighbor. The third way that these verses show us how to love God and to love our neighbor is by encouraging us to do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the household of believers. Now, verse 6 encourages those who have received teaching or instruction, some translations say, from God's word, to share all good things with their teacher. Or in other words, to share financially and materially with those who have been set aside to teach. Which might seem like a pretty random comment, given that Paul has just been encouraging us to test our motives and our actions against God's word. This is just another way that we can follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and humbly serve each other. In verse 7, Paul warns, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." When one of the farmers in our congregation begins to sow their crops when the rain comes, no one is going to sow barley and expect to be harvesting wheat later that year. No one is going to be sowing clover and expecting to be harvesting canola. We all know that whatever you sow into that paddock is what you are going to harvest later on in the year. And it's the same with those who trust in Jesus. If we're checking our actions against God's word and serving God's people, walking alongside our brothers and sisters in Christ, then we're sowing to please the Holy Spirit. But if we're judging those who have fallen into sin, if we're thinking better of ourselves than we should, rather than seeking to restore them, then we're not sowing to the Holy Spirit. We're sowing to our old sinful nature. And if that's the case, well, we might be able to convince other people that we're serving the Lord, but in the end, we will reap what we sow, because God cannot be mocked. So Paul encourages those who trust in Jesus not to become weary of doing good, even when we're struggling to see what God is doing through us. Because in the end, we will reap an eternal harvest as long as we don't give up. That's why Paul says in verse 10, "As we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." It's important to show Christ's love to everyone we have contact with. But we should always prioritize those who belong to the family of believers. Even when they get on our nerves, even when they rub us the wrong way, because we are family in Christ. If we're called to bear each other's burdens, then we're going to need to be willing to share our own burdens, to let others in on how well we're doing. If we don't let others in, then they won't be able to support us with whatever we are going through. And we might think we can bear up under our own burdens. We might think we're able to stand up against whatever temptation we're struggling with. But in today's passage, Paul is saying, you can't. You need help. You need family in Christ. So Paul is encouraging us to lean into our family in Christ, to ask for their support where we need it. As believers in Christ, we cannot allow ourselves to be indifferent when a brother or sister in Christ is struggling with some sort of sin. We need to have those hard conversations, those awkward conversations sometimes, so that we can find out how they're doing and so that we can be a part of what's going on. Can't look down on other believers as though thinking that we have it all together. We must keep testing our own actions against God's word so that we can remember that we are just saved sinners like everybody else. So today's passage is encouraging us as those who trust in Jesus to gently and graciously come alongside our brothers and sisters in Christ, to be willing to share their burdens and their struggles with them, to be willing to listen and support them as they work through whatever they're struggling with. Because even though having those conversations will be difficult sometimes, they will never be a burden because we are family in Christ. Let's pray. Father God, we confess that there are so many times when we don't want to let others in on how well we're doing, on how much we need help. Lord, we confess that. We know that to be true. We also confess that there are times when we look down on our brothers and sisters in Christ and we think, why are they doing that? Without realizing that we are messing up in some other way. Lord, help us to share the load that we have with our brothers and sisters in Christ and to carry some of theirs as well, Lord. Help us to serve and live as family in Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.